I once attended a retreat for congregational leaders who were feeling more frustrated than productive, more discouraged than excited. People from a variety of congregations got up early on a Saturday to spend the entire day together in an unassuming room in the back of a church. We spent the day listening to one another talk through our challenges and offering support. When the retreat was ending, the facilitator brought us into a circle and asked if, to close us out, someone might tell the story of a moment they knew they loved their congregation, a moment when they felt their commitment to their congregation was stronger than the challenging times. There was a long silence. Then a woman named Anne cleared her throat and said, "I could share." Anne said that at some point she had decided to give back to her congregation by making coffee on Sunday mornings. She had wanted to show in some way that she was committed to her community. One day, after years of attending worship and helping to make coffee for after the service, Anne was coming out of the kitchen to start collecting empty cups when out of nowhere, she stopped and just stood there, taking it all in. Awash in the hum of conversation. She had a sort of out-of-body experience, as she described it, as if watching the scene from afar. She said it was like finally she realized that she was here, what she felt, what she saw for the first time. Here was a room full of people sharing in life. She understood for a moment that every Sunday there were people in the room who were grieving, people who had lost someone who once defined the rhythm of their lives. There were always people there who were stepping through a threshold of some new beginning, some inviting joy showing them life from another angle. Every week, there were people present who were anxious about something, people who were in awe of the world around them. And every week, there were people present who were emerging and unfolding. And these people shook hands and commented on the weather, and some sipped coffee from a lonely corner, hoping to be drawn into conversation. These were the people chasing after children, exchanging hugs, and cleaning up spills. From her moment of understanding the coming together of all these lives, Anne was suddenly astounded that no one else seemed to notice especially. No one made a fuss about the beauty of what was happening. The extraordinary was dressed too convincingly in the mundane. So she savored the moment by herself, drinking in the hum of conversation, feeling grateful to witness that there was evidence of something more present in that room. And then the moment passed. Anne put her head back down and went about the usual business of tidying up as people began to leave. But she knew in a different way why she would come back next week to be in that room again and to make coffee. When Anne finished her story there at the retreat, as we prepared to leave after a long day, we all nodded and smiled because we understood that yes, there is the wear and tear of daily frustrations, and there is cruelty and there is suffering in our world, And as Omid Safi put it, our fellowship has a say. Of all the things talked about during that retreat, I thought the longest about what Anne had shared. Anne had put in years of commitment to her congregation, and yet nothing she said sounded self-sacrificial. There was nothing about all that she'd given up to be present, everything she'd held back for the good of the whole. Instead, it was like Anne joined in the work of creating a sense of community the way an artist would approach a defining work. There was joy and frustration. There were bouts of exhilarating inspiration and times when it just felt like plain old work. Still, overall, in retrospect, it was a celebration. Before Anne found her congregation, something had been missing in her life. From somewhere, she got the idea that what was missing was community. And when Anne got up the courage for the first time to attend her congregation, that community for her was just that, an idea. Ideas can be beautiful things. We lift them up when we're in need of inspiration. Ideas can call us to routine or expansive endeavors. Ideas can be beautiful things, but it's our commitments that make ideas real. Growing an herb garden is a lovely idea. Daydreaming of stepping out onto the porch to clip a bough of rosemary or pluck a sprig of mint to add another layer of flavor to whatever we're cooking. The idea is exciting, but it can't feed us. It's only when we travel to get pots and soil and seeds, then read about the needs of each plant, not too much light, keep the soil damp. It's when we sit down and get dirt under our nails as we lovingly cover the seeds and label the pots, position them just right in the sun, give them enough water. The idea of an herb garden, of adding zest to our daily meals, is very pleasant. But in the end, it's our commitment that makes things grow. Unitarian Universalist theologian James Luther Adams felt that faith was not so much about belief, but about the commitments we make. He wrote, "I call that church free which enters into covenant with the ultimate source of existence, that sustaining and transforming power. This covenant is the charter and responsibility and the joy of worship in the face of death as well as life. I call that church free which brings individuals into a caring, trusting fellowship that protects and nourishes their integrity and spiritual freedom." Anne understood this. Somewhere along the way, as Anne got to know her congregation, she decided to make ideas like welcome and community real. But this never would have worked if Anne had made this commitment alone. She joined with the people around her and the people who came before her, rolling up their sleeves and helping to nurture and grow community. There is power in collective commitment. As a congregation, we share in the idea and the hope of transformation. We seek to question everything that makes up the day-to-day of our society because the world we experience is not as it should be. We intend to give ourselves to a collective vision, refusing to compromise for anything less than all human beings living into their full capacity. The collective idea of spiritual, societal, and environmental transformation is breathtaking. But it's only our collective commitment that will make it real. Such commitments will be hard, often. And what a way to celebrate being alive together. What a way to join in creation. What a way to search out our individual and collective wholeness. When we come here and reach out to one another in word and action, we nurture and grow community. We make community real. As Omid Safi put it, community is not merely a gathering of individuals coming together. Community is an almost alchemical reaction that happens among all that we are capable of being and becoming. It is a sense of community that is a commitment to making goodness and beauty become real. Blessed be. Amen.